Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport /fly healthy.
Natalie is looking for a second date update. Hey, yourself. How are you?
Hey.
I'm doing okay. I'm doing all right.
So take us from the beginning. Tell us how you met Kevin and then how the first encounter went.
Well, I met him online, and we sent messages back and forth for, like, almost 6 weeks before we got together.
Wow.
And, that was okay.
You usually take that long to get to know someone before you go on a date with them?
I mean, sometimes, but it's like, it was taking a little while. I wasn't exactly in a big hurry to go out,
yeah.
But that's my style. I'm slow, easy kind of girl, but it felt good to get to know him a bit first before we met.
I get that.
So by the time we got to dinner, I already knew a lot about, like, his family and his work, and it was really nice, actually, to talk about stuff, like, beyond the surface when we actually were there face-to-face.
You got all the preliminaries out of the way.
Yeah.
You knew the who, what, when, where, and now exactly. You found out the why and the how on the date.
Yes. So it was we ended up getting into some good, interesting conversation, and honestly, he surprised me. He knows all these TV theme songs.
Oh, he's a man after my own heart.
There you go. Some ladies do find that sexy.
Yeah, I mean, it was sweet. But he really impressed me, honestly, with his knowledge of, like, history and politics. He could easily teach. I mean, boy is smart.
Is that his thing? Is he passionate about politics and history?
Well, he did talk about it a lot. I mean, at some point I started to wonder, like, is he too smart? Because he lost me a little bit when he talked about some stuff about current politics. But it was cool.
That's all right. I would see in that situation, I would just be like, well, I don't know about that. Tell me about that. Like, I'm very curious. So I'm dying to hear the story behind the statement.
But what I appreciated was that he didn't really seem to get too worked up about either side. He just kind of talked about it really calmly. He gave me that kind of teacher vibe.
Yeah,
I wish more
that's
people
cool.
could talk about politics like that, honestly. It was so refreshing.
Yeah,
yeah, because that is not what you normally get.
Wow, that's great.
No, and I'm hoping that I didn't come across like an idiot. Because, like, the dinner lasted almost 2 hours. He walked me in my car. He gave me a hug.
Okay.
That was it. I mean, I thanked him for dinner, and I said I'd talk to him later, and he said okay, but I'm still waiting for him to shoot me back a text.
All right. And have you tried to reach out at all, or are you
kind of laying low? I did. I sent him one, like, about 2 days later, just like, hey, hope you're well, but nothing.
Okay. Any questions, guys? I thought that was a very complete.
Yeah, for
no,
sure.
Yeah. I'm feeling solid here.
Okay. I'm looking at my notes. Everything looks complete. Tell you what, Natalie, we're going to take a break here. When we come back, we will call Kevin and see what he thought of you
okay. And
his day with you. Maybe we'll sing some TV theme songs if we're lucky. I don't know. Coming up next with Jeff and Jen here at Cincinnati's Q102. All right, so Natalie went on a date with Kevin after meeting him online. Typical story, great date, connected on a lot of things. There's a hug at the end. I'll talk to you later. Okay. And nothing happens. She only sent him one text, so she's not pestering him. Disappointed that she hasn't heard from him. And we're going to call Kevin and see what's up. Are you ready, Natalie?
Yeah, I'm here.
And still no theories as to what it could be other than, maybe just...
I'm hoping he dropped his cell phone in somewhere.
There are 1,000 ways he can get in touch with her. Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat.
Yeah.
Tinder.
Thanks, Debbie Dyer.
Something clearly has happened.
That is no excuse. I don't care
That's
if you're
right.
on fire. There are still ways you can get a hold of me.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Hi, can we speak to Kevin, please?
This is Kevin.
It's Jeff and Jen at Cincinnati's Q102. We're glad to hear your phone is working. What was that?
What's the matter?
That was a grunt.
I'm familiar with you guys.
Is that bad? Is that a good familiar or a bad familiar?
Oh, that's a hmm.
That's a hmm.
This isn't second date thing, right?
This is a second date thing.
Uh-oh.
Sorry.
Yeah, you're screwed, dude.
Are you in trouble, Kevin? What did you do?
Well, I think I know why you're calling.
You know who we're calling about?
I think so.
Well, assuming we are talking about the same person, Natalie said you are a very cool, nice, smart guy, and she loved your passion for TV themes.
Well,
what's one of your faves?
Oh, Facts of Life, for sure.
Okay.
Tim,
that is a good one.
You accept that one, Tim?
It's good. I would go more Family Ties or Growing Pains, but yeah, it's still good.
Family Ties is great, but there's a message in the Facts of Life.
That's right. Yeah.
You take the good and you take the bad.
Right. You take the bad, you take the bad, you take them both.
And there you have the Facts of Life.
That's so right.
There's depth.
I love this guy already.
Yeah.
So, Kevin, was there some kind of disconnect between you and Natalie, or have you just been busy?
No, Natalie, she's such a sweet girl. She's fantastic. I just know that she and my mom will never get along, like, at all. That there's no possible way.
Why do you say that?
Okay, so we're at dinner, and we're having a great time. We're talking, and Natalie starts talking about The Bachelor. And then she kind of started going off a little bit about how The Bachelor's mom is, she was, like, always on the show crying and, like, being very
that was Barb.
And emotional.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Barb is an angry mother, does not want her son seeing that one chick.
Yeah. Just
Madison.
These moms that stick their noses in way too far into their kids' relationships, you know?
Right.
So as she's telling me about this, I start to realize that is my mom to a T. Like, that's exactly how my mom is.
She's involved, huh?
Yeah. So just so you guys kind of understand, I don't watch The Bachelor at all, but I've had two ex-girlfriends send me these video links from that show. And they're like, this is why we dumped you, you know, because this is exactly how your mom behaves. And it's just, like, they couldn't handle it, and that's why I'm
sitting on the phone. What is that like for you to have a mom that's, has she always been like that? What does it look like when she does it?
Well, she was the first helicopter parent, let's put it that way. She's a sweet lady, don't get me wrong. She's great. She's my mom, obviously. I mean, that's what makes it so hard and so crazy. But, I mean, I'm at the point now, I don't know what to do. I mean, I love my mom so much, but at the same time, it's almost easier for me to be single, you know, than to have bring in anybody else to subject her to all the drama that's going to happen.
Yeah, but so, Kevin, if it wasn't Natalie, who would it be? Like, who would your mom approve of? Because you said from the get-go you didn't think your mom and Natalie would get along. Is there anyone your mom would get along with, or are you sentenced to a life of this?
I mean, I hope I'm not sentenced to a life of this. I mean, I think there is a certain, you know, woman out there that can totally may stand toe-to-toe with her that she's going to come around.
Has your mom ever tried to set you up? Has she ever tried to, you know, hook you up with, like, a nice church-going girl or something? Or,
well, there's always the girl next door, you know.
She seems nice.
Oh,
why can't you go out with a girl like her?
I mean, does your mom want you to, you know, get married and start providing some grandbabies, or?
It's one of those cases where, like, she just wants me to be happy. But the minute I'm on my way to being happy, then she, you know,
says not that brand of happy.
Yeah.
Oh my god!
Very quick to derail it for me. I don't know. I mean, basically, what it boiled down to for Natalie is I just couldn't subject her to my mother. You know, it was just, I knew there was no way it was ever going to work out, and I just can't bring her into that scenario.
Mm.
All right. Well, Kevin, if you've ever heard Second Date Update, then you know that Natalie is on the phone listening to all of this right now, and I want to turn back to her and get her reaction. Natalie, what do you think of what Kevin has to say about you and his mom?
I mean, I feel for you, honestly. I really do. I'm so sorry. I mean,
I felt really bad for Peter.
For sure.
Regardless of what part he's played in all of this, which he has played quite a bit, still to have that family drama playing out on live television in front of millions of people just...
Well, and everyone's calling his mom this super crazy lady. Like, she's a mean.
That's not funny either.
She's mean. I mean, how do you think, if somebody was talking that way about my mom, I would be just devastated.
Mm-hmm. Even after,
you know,
she behaved badly.
Correct. I would be like, it's still my mom and I love her.
Right.
Not
stop
too much
saying that.
Not too much gets me fired up, but talking bleep about my mom.
Right.
That's one of those
things. Some really mean stuff. I've seen some horrible memes about her.
Yeah.
Not Fran. Barb.
Yeah.
Well, maybe can I start a support group with Peter? Would that be a possibility?
Mom that way, but I get it. I mean, we don't pick our families. I guess I should just thank you for doing that political sparring with me. But you know, if your mom ever decides to move out of state or something, you know, give me a call.
Yeah.
How much of that would you be willing to endure, Natalie? I mean, let's give mom the benefit of the doubt. Maybe you just take a chance, roll the dice. She may surprise you.
I've never met a mom that I couldn't win over, but, you know, everybody is an individual. So.
Well, what is it your mom tends to be the most picky about? Where does she seem to get really passionate?
Well, one of the major issues is she doesn't think anybody's good enough for me, which that's a joke, but she just, her standards are super high. So she looks at education, she looks at their looks, she looks at their height. You know, it's like she's looking at the overall package.
Like a resume.
It's more of a job interview sometimes, I think, for anybody I'm dating. And I feel horrible over it.
Yeah.
But it's like not one job interview. It's those long ones where we need to see you again. And then they just keep hammering you harder and harder each time.
Yeah.
All right. Mm. Well, I mean, so is this an absolute no then? Do you not want to go out again, you guys? If you want to hang out, we'll set it up. We're happy to pay for it.
I would
like to see Natalie again, but like I said, it's not, I don't think it's in the cards. It's just, it's going to be hard journey.
You know, Natalie, if Kevin is not optimistic, it just feels like
you should give
uphill battle here.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
I appreciate
like if he's saving me a big bout of drama, that is just fine. I like to keep my drama on reality TV where it belongs.
Yeah. But I love that you were open to it and that you were willing to give it a shot, though. That's cool.
Of course.
All right, guys. Kevin, we really appreciate you taking the call.
No, like I said, Natalie's a sweet girl. Where it gets her is a very lucky guy.
Okay.
Aww.
I know, that sucks, right?
Mm-hmm.
Natalie, thank you for putting yourself out there. Best of luck to you both.
Thank you.
All right. If you need our help with a second date update, we are here. Just send us an email. Jeff and Jen at WKRQ.com.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show Podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.